They began with a short meeting in what looked like a snack lounge, with a row of programmable food processors on one wall and battered chairs and couches around the others. A half-finished child's model of a space station cluttered the low table. Margu had not suspected scientists of playing with such toys, and someone quickly moved it to a far corner.
What have we got for communications, Ty?
A skinny man with a bush of black hair came forward.
They've got the sats, but we can't reach mainland with something I cobble together. Getting into the mutineers' lines is going to be harder. They've got tight link capability up there. But they've transmitted some outside, and that I can grab if I have access to the equipment. I can tight link if you give me an hour or so, but we don't have anyone to send to.
What about scan? Can we detect anything beyond atmosphere?
Well, only for whatever's in our horizon. The problem's going to be tracking, not to mention what's below horizon. We can point something up, but we don't have an accurate fix if we do find a ship.
Do you need anyone else to help you?
No, not really. There's a pretty decent enlisted tech I could use, but I'm a little worried that the mutineers had one or more agents on this base, and he'd be the logical one.
Fine. Ensign, get Ty and escort from our group to the communication shack, would you?
Margu was supposed to guard his back, but this required only going to the door. Lieutenant Lightfoot was outside waiting. He called over two NEMs who went off with Ty.
Now, Cole, you said you had an idea.
Yeah. Jin and I think it might be possible to rig the big guy for planet-to-space work. We've been trying to come up with the best way to acquire and track the target.
Which target?
Well, we're pretty sure we can take out the orbital station and any ships docked there. Distant stuff, without the use of satellite-based scans, is going to be harder.
But I think we could do it. If we take out the station, then get the satellites linked to us...
How many hours?
6 or 7 to mount the weapon, and it'll take a lot of personnel.
We may not have 6 or 7 hours. We need to know if they're coming and how soon. Jen, what about scan within atmosphere? Is there any way to get access to the satellite data?
Not right now. What we have here is basically old-style radar for spotting and guiding air traffic, and a little local weather scanner. The range is so short that we couldn't spot incoming LACs in time to do anything useful. We haven't needed more than that. We have the satellite data for long scan. We really need those satellites. And for that, we'll need to break their lock. It's not going to be easy, and it's going to take time.
Which, again, we may not have. Bob, what about Project Zed?
Operational. And we really don't want them to have it.
It actually works?
Oh, yeah. If this were a ship and not an island, I could flip the switch and they'd never find us. A big improvement over the earlier models. Unfortunately, since it is an island, it's easily located no matter what cloud we wrap around ourselves.
Margu realized with a start that they were talking about new stealth gear.
Could it be used to cover a retreat in the aircraft if we took the data and ran for the mainland?
I suppose. Though we haven't tried it on an aircraft. How much can those planes lift?
I'll ask.
The professor glanced at Margu, who headed for the door again. She passed the question off to Lightfoot and went back to the professor. In that brief interval, the discussion had already turned too technical for her understanding.
Come in. Ty, what do you know?
I found two things. One's a data log showing transmissions to this station from Stack 3 5 days ago. From Bakarian. I think someone here's on their payroll.
Most likely. And?
And a transmission from orbit to this station, just now. Personal, for Lieutenant Commander Vinette.
For Vinette? Did you answer it?
No, just acknowledged receipt, using the same SIG code that was logged for reply to the others. But I did take a look.
Wasn't it encrypted?
Yeah, but a simple one, not hard to break. But here's the thing. He's not only part of it, they were telling him they'd be coming down in a day or so, and not to worry, that they'd prevent anyone from sending word from the station, so here we are, and nobody else knows what's going on.
We have to get the word out somehow.
You're quite right, Ensign. And we have to keep them upstairs from finding out that we're here, if possible, to give ourselves time to work, to destroy what we can't protect.
We'll need the troops that came with you, Gussie, to keep the baddies out of our hair.
Right. Ty, did your guard come back with you?
No, I left him there to guard the equipment.
Ensign, we'll need Major Garson.
Margu told Lightfoot, who hurried off, and in a minute or two, Garson appeared. He listened to Ty's report, scowling.
I'll put Vinette under arrest then. I wonder how many baddies were with him.
And I wonder how many are with you, sir.
None, I hope.
Can you people take care of the rest of it?
Building a tight beam with the power to a ship in system, yes. Building a scan to locate such a ship, yes. Destroy the more delicate research and the records, yes. But it will take time, Major. There are only 14 of us, and some of the work is specialized enough that only one person can do it. So, we'd best get at it.
The professor nodded to Garson, and the Major withdrew.
One thing worries me.
Only one?
If they don't know we're here, they won't be in as big a hurry to get down here. But when the cloud cover goes, they'll be bound to take a look. And they'll see our transport sitting there like a big sign saying, "Hi, we're here."
We could send them back, but then we'd be stuck here. Besides, the latent heat would still show on a fine-grained IR scan.
If you just want to hide the planes from scan, we can do that with Zed. Set it for just those parameters. It'd be a good test.
And if it fails, they'd not only know we were here, but they'd also know about Zed.
It's a lot quicker to dismantle and destroy than the big guy.
How many more hours of darkness? And does anyone have a clue about the weather?
A local sunrise is at 8:13 tomorrow. It'll be light before that, of course, if it's clear.
And we have no weather sats. But we can always go outside and look.